We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
It's always nice to talk to you here about stuff going on here. And I understand, just talking here ahead of the going on the air, you guys had your annual meeting this week.
We did. We had our annual meeting on Tuesday. It's an annual celebration of the accomplishments of Pawnee Mental Health and of our employees who really just are the ones who make the difference in the communities that we serve. So it was a good event, and we had a lot of special guests there. And two people who were notable among our special guests were Corey Reeves and Andrea Besthorn. And they were there because Pawnee Mental Health named Manhattan Broadcasting a friend of Pawnee at this year's annual event.
Well, that's good stuff. I know both of those people.
Yes, well, so. Yes, I think you probably do. And the reason that we awarded Manhattan Broadcasting the friend of Pawnee was that last year Manhattan Broadcasting made available to Pawnee Mental Health a substantial number of ads that focus particularly on suicide prevention, for listeners. And it was just so overwhelming, the gift of time that we could use to get that message out in our communities, that that there is hope, that suicide is not the only choice or the only option, and that circumstances do change, that that there are much other healthier, better ways of responding to whatever stress or hopelessness that an individual is experiencing than to look at suicide as an option. And so we've just been so grateful to Manhattan Broadcasting for allowing us to get that message out, that there is hope and that there are people who care, there are people who can help, and there are people who can make a difference in the life of somebody who is experiencing the kind of hopelessness that can lead to thoughts or feelings of suicide.
Very good. Well, you know, I know Power of Radio has an opportunity to reach so many people.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we, of course, are very delighted that Manhattan Broadcasting is going to continue to, in this next year, allow Pawnee Mental Health to get out that message to the larger community at a level that we wouldn't be able to otherwise.
Well, this is something that that we take great pride in being able to do. I was reading something last night, and I can't remember what the source was, but it talked about teen suicide has doubled in the last 10 years. And I don't know where you go. You know someone who has someone next, you know, connected to them one way or another that has taken their own life. And there are multiple reasons, lots of challenges, and, you know, it becomes more and more a trying age, I think. And this is one of the things that we want to stress here, and it's one of the things that I think as a radio station or a group of radio stations, five radio stations that can help connect people, making sure that they know that there are people who can help and people who can make a big difference for those people in their darkest moments.
That's right.
And that's one of the things, and Robin, you and I have talked about this, you know, you know, I've dealt with depression. I'd had, and, you know, there have been a couple of times in my life here within the last 15 years where I have contemplated that. And it's something that I've related multiple times in other different media, that this is something that, you know, we all feel like we should have. We should all have a stake in this effort.
Absolutely. You know, I think it is probably one of our biggest public health concerns today. And we have to look at suicide prevention as being a public health concern. It's not just a private matter that affects just the individual. It's an issue that affects all of us. And I think that unless somebody's been there to... It's hard for us to imagine that a person could be in a place where they are so hopeless or so despondent that for them the only solution seems to be death. And it's at those times where really a person's thinking isn't, it's not accurate. It's just not accurate. And those tend to be times when people are the least likely to reach out for help because they don't feel like anybody would understand. They don't think that anybody could actually make a difference or help. But that kind of thinking is very distorted, and it just results in an increased sense of futility and despair. And so it's during those dark times where we want people to reach out. We want people to let others know that they need help, because that can make all the difference in the world, and it can save a life. And I think, you know, we don't know how many lives have been saved because of the generous gift of time that Manhattan Broadcasting has made available to the community. And so we're very grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, Dave's right. A lot of people are touched by it. I had a brother-in-law 5 years ago who committed suicide, and there's been countless people in my graduating class, high school, college. I can at least name a handful of people that I know closely that have committed suicide, and it's very unfortunate because there is help out there, mm-hmm. and a lot of times it's just being comfortable reaching out for that help.
That's right, and having that ability to just push through that sense of despair and hopelessness and isolation, and to know that there are people who understand, there are people who get it. There are people who are there and who are just waiting to help. And that's the message that we want people to get, that they are not alone, never were alone, and that things aren't going to be that way forever, that they just need to reach out and ask for some help.
Well, obviously, a lot of people helping you out at Pawnee Mental Health. You've got great employees, as you mentioned, you recognized here. One thing to celebrate in this community, I think a lot of people we've been hearing, is the Crisis Stabilization Center, which you broke ground on last week.
That's right. And that was such an exciting event for us. The Manhattan Chamber of Commerce sponsored this groundbreaking. And in some ways, it was more of a sledgehammering, but I'm not sure that people know what a sledgehammering is. And so we called it a groundbreaking. But the secretary of KDADS, Laura Howard, was there. She was the person who took the first swing at the wall, put the first hole in the wall, so that we could begin the process of demolition. That Crisis Stabilization Center is going to be located at Hayes Drive, so just really down the street here from you. And we've been, you know, we signed the contract, or we submitted a grant proposal to the state for funding for this back in March of 18, and it was June of 18 that the contract was signed. And, you know, it seems like that was a long time ago, and yet I guess when you look at the overall scope of things, progress is really moving, you know, at a pretty good pace. And so we've made some remodeling decisions and have completed some remodeling in the building that allows us to move staff and programs around. And so now we're ready to begin the process of actually demolishing. It's about 5,000 square feet of that building on Hayes Drive for a reconstruction for the purposes of crisis stabilization. So the work will begin in earnest in a couple of weeks. We still need to relocate some people and programs, but it's probably going to be after Labor Day sometime before the facility is actually open. But we're planning to hold an open house. We want to invite the community to come out and see the Crisis Stabilization Center before we open for business. And so we're really looking forward to the day that we'll be able to announce the timing of that and to invite the community out to see this service that's going to be available in the community to serve individuals who are experiencing mental health and substance abuse related crises.
Great. Well, what an awesome facility that is. And, you know, I know you've worked hard getting the grant funding here for it here. What about beyond next year?
Well, that's a perfect segue into an announcement that we were able to make on Thursday, which is that the Goldstein Foundation has pledged a $200,000 matching gift to the Crisis Stabilization Center. We're so honored to be the recipient of this pledge. And the way it will work is that the Goldstein Foundation will match each gift of or accumulation of gifts up to $25,000, dollar for dollar, up to a grand total of $200,000. And so this matching gift pledge from the Goldstein Foundation will allow for us to raise $400,000 towards the costs of building this facility and getting it started. And so between the leadership that the Goldstein Foundation has shown and then the opportunity that we're going to have to raise $200,000 in matching gifts, in addition to the $725,000 that was awarded to us by the state, all in all, this is going to allow us to cover the costs of the startup of the crisis stabilization facility. And so we are delighted and, again, humbled that that the Goldstein Foundation saw it fit to help provide funding for this program.
And, Robin, I don't know how long you've been with Pawnee Mental Health, but is this your greatest accomplishment, would you say?
This is the first opportunity in the time I've been the director of Pawnee Mental Health for us to begin a significant new program, especially a program that is so needed in our community. You know, the time that I've been executive director has been a time of diminishing resources within community mental health. You know, it was within the first couple of years that I was executive director that our funding started being cut. And so it was three consecutive years where we had significant losses in our state grant funding. And it was in 2010 and 2011 that we had to actually reduce our forces and went from a staff of about 320 employees to a staff of about 240 employees, and our resources have remained pretty constant since that period of time. And so this is the first time in the years that I've been executive director where we've had some resources that were available to begin a new service and a new program to meet the needs of our community. So it's very gratifying to be at that place and to see finally this opportunity to do something that's so important.
Very good. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll talk more with Robin Cole after the break here on News Radio KMAN.